All right, welcome back to the show. As you know, as I've been talking about, the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee next week is going to hold a hearing on what happened in Benghazi, and there could the possibility that there could be some eyewitnesses, some people who were there testifying. Joining me to talk about that and the Benghazi situation in general is probably the only mainstream media reporter who's ever bothered to report on this, and she's done a hell of a job. She is Cheryl Akison of CBS News. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, the idea that at this point, 8 months later, we have the White House press secretary saying, basically, this happened a long time ago, sort of dismissing it. You have been asking questions since day one on this and have not gotten a lot of response from the White House. This hearing next week in front of Chairman Issa's committee, do we expect any new developments if there aren't whistleblowers there, if there aren't eyewitnesses, or is that a foregone conclusion that they're going to be there?
Well, I think there will be. I mean, there are some things that have to be worked out, but I think the intention is to either have some people who are on the ground in Tripoli or Benghazi that night, or somehow have testimony from them that they've provided in advance read into the record. And I'm really not sure all the new light that can be shed by them, but it would be the first time we would be hearing from people in a public way who can tell us exactly what they saw and heard and experienced. It's just been sort of this mysterious silence. There were several hundred people, Americans on the ground in Libya when all of this happened, and to think that we really haven't heard from any of them is pretty amazing.
Why haven't we? I mean, you've asked the White House for a timeline explanation of how the president heard and reacted and have gotten nothing. But we not hearing from any of the witnesses, any of the people on the ground, is unprecedented as far as I'm concerned.
It's to me, the idea that the media hasn't found them or that nobody has stepped up is really a tight hold has been kept on these people. And the way it's been described to me, there are people who have wanted to talk. There are some people who have spoken to me in a private setting, and for various reasons I can't report at this time what they've said.
Mm-hmm.
But they feel as though, you know, these are currently employed people in government jobs they value very much.
Right.
Although maybe some people can't empathize with why at all costs you would want to keep that government job and keep your retirement. That's very, very important to some of these people. And they feel it's been made extremely clear to them, those of whom have said anything or spoken up on this from the start, that they better keep their mouth shut. So no one I've spoken to has been threatened per se with harm or maybe even directly told you will be fired if you talk. But they say it's been made very clear to them that they should keep their mouths shut, they've been marginalized, that they've been made sort of outcasts among their peers if they've raised their head at all to speak up.
Well, this week we had the President of the United States in a press conference say that he was unaware of the fact that anybody would want to testify. That is either telling, in so far in my opinion, I don't want to put words in your mouth, in so far as how disconnected he is from his staff and what they're keeping from him, or it's untrue.
It's hard for me to tell. Is he just extremely poorly informed by those around him on many, many topics that are extremely important? Or is he misunderstood what he's been told? I don't know the truth of that, but I do know 2 weeks ago, you know, a prominent committee of Congress led by Republicans sent some very pointed letters to the CIA, the Defense Department, and the State Department about these whistleblowers, disclosing the fact that there will probably be a number of them and that they need certain protections and access to attorneys. If the president's staff did not tell him about this or brief him in case he were asked, I guess he can take that up with them, but you're right. He said he wasn't familiar with any of this.
And speaking of those letters and the question, the lead question at the press conference this week from Ed Henry, I think it was of Fox News, about the whistleblowers, Victoria Tonsing she is representing one of them. She has not been able to meet with them. She has not been granted clearance by the State Department to meet with them to discuss sensitive issues. She has top secret clearance. I had her husband on the show on Monday, and she has top secret clearance that was renewed last year. Has there been any movement on that at all? As the president said in that press conference, he would get back to him. He had no idea he would get back to them. It's been a couple of days now.
Checked yesterday. So far, as of yesterday and last night, nobody had told me that there had been any additional response or clearances.
That is crazy. Now, as far as what you know and what you've seen in the public, not just what you've put out there, but what other the organizations, as far as the limited stuff that they've put out there on this, is the story of Benghazi, what percentage of it is known? And is there going to be anything? I mean, like, we don't know what the cause of death of Ambassador Stevens is, as far as I know.
We don't know really anything about the condition that his body was in, or the time of his death, or where it was taken, or who found it, and we know very little about Ambassador Stevens' death.
And
I think we know a lot more than we did about the security requests leading up to the incident. I think a lot of those questions over time have been answered. I think we don't know a lot about why there were no resources. If you listen to the administration's account. Why there were no military resources that could have been within a half hour's flight of the attacks that night in North Africa on 9/11 in one of the most dangerous hot spots on the globe. If there were no military assets within reach, why that would have been. There are still people who claim very firmly that there were assets within reach. That's part of what is still being explored, although I will say the administration has repeatedly and pointedly said there was nothing that could be done.
Mm-hmm.
I also think we still, I mean, they won't answer the basic question of who changed the talking points. We still don't know that. Simple.
Well, this was a 7 to 8 hour long attack. There were little respites in between when they moved from the main compound to the CIA safe house. But overall, there was, from the moment it happened, Washington was made aware. Who, we don't know. But the president had a meeting with his national security team an hour into the attack. Presumably, he was briefed on there. Yet you have asked repeatedly for a timeline, even just for photos. I mean, we have photos of the president getting phone calls about the Boston attack released the next day. We still don't have any information about the president's movements or when he was informed on that September 11th, do we?
You're right. It's fair to ask the president and his staff to provide at least the same level of public information. Remember, they work for us. This is information we are owed, in my opinion, as the public and the press are acting on our behalf. We are owed the same level of information, at least that's been provided, when on the Osama bin Laden raid or on these Boston investigations. We should know, in general, his movements and his participation that night. We should have photographs that exist, if any exist. I've been told repeatedly, actually, they just won't return the calls when we've requested photographs from the White House of anything that was taken in the Situation Room that night. I've presented to them the basic timeline that they've released on the Osama bin Laden raid, which is just a sketch of activities that night and the president's decision-making. And I said, can't we have something similar for Benghazi night? We have nothing. We really have nothing after the point at which we were told the president was initially informed.
Have they even told you why they will give you nothing?
Pardon me?
Have they even told you why they'll give you nothing?
Well, they say things like all those questions have been answered. And then I say that, well, they haven't been. And then they say, the last word I got from the White House was, we're not going to be answering any more of your questions, and that they don't like my reporting.
We're going to continue our conversation with Cheryl Atkinson of CBS News after the break. Stick around. But right now, it is time for a check of traffic.